All of the information covered on the last slide provides sufficient reason to want to control German cockroaches. The first step in control is identification, followed by inspection. You can't reliably take a homeowner's word, so it is best to see signs of a German cockroach infestation before you enact any control strategies. When you're conducting an inspection, look for the presence of fecal spotting, greasy trails, oothecae, cast skins, and of course, cockroaches. Flashlights are an important tool due to the protected and hard-to-access harborage areas. Pay close attention to the spaces beneath, below, and behind appliances, and underneath the sink. If you have found signs of an infestation but are having a difficult time determining where the cockroaches are harboraging, sticky traps can help point you in the right direction. Sticky traps are more useful as a monitoring tool than a control strategy, but will help you target certain areas, which can reduce the amount of product you use and help show you whether the control strategies you have enacted are working. For an instantaneous indication of harborage locations, you can use a pyrethroid-based flushing agent to purge harborage areas and send cockroaches fleeing. Remember that German cockroaches are present in structures because there is food, water, and harborage available to them. Sanitation and exclusion go a long way to reducing the size of an infestation. It is not feasible to eliminate all potential harborages, but sealing cracks, crevices, and known harborage locations is certainly helpful.